You know, when we're finding business news and trying to keep up with everything, we always read Steve Brown for the Dallas Morning News, our favorite real estate guy. And he has these interesting, fascinating headlines in Monday's Dallas Morning News website. On the one hand, pandemic hammers DFW apartment market. Evidently, nobody wants to live in an apartment anymore, at least maybe not in downtown Dallas. And then the subhead was, Dallas area leads on list of most valuable U.S. residential markets. Sounds to me like people are moving out of apartments and going to houses. That ought to be good news for Chris Kelly, the CEO of Ebby Halliday Realtors, who joins us right now. Good to have you with us.
David, thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
So is that a fair assessment? Are people getting tired of being cooped up in an 800-square-foot apartment and sheltering in place?
Well, I think it may be a little too early to paint that broad of a brush. I mean, I think anytime we go through major market shifts, you know, we like to make these big, you know, assumptions that these major migrations are going to happen. And certainly that could be the case. I mean, anecdotally, we have heard from folks that have said, you know, everyone's looking for a place to maybe get a little bit more space around them. They're not going to be as tied to where their work is anymore from where they live. They can have some more flexibility with that. So it's a trend that we would expect to happen. But I don't know that the two headlines are, at this point, we could safely say, are directly correlated to one another.
The question that I've heard is, where are the houses? I mean, if people want to buy a house, they almost have to buy new and go way out to get it. There aren't that many houses for sale anymore, are there?
We are certainly still – we went into the pandemic with an inventory issue, and it has not solved that issue. Now – everyone expected the buyer demand to plummet, and that has not occurred. In fact, you know, I just pulled the most recent kind of showing reports, which would kind of give us a good idea of the buyer traffic that's out there. And the number of showings, it still remains about 10% higher right now than it was this time last year. And so the activity for interested buyers is there. But overall, from a listing inventory, if you look at all counties across North Texas and all price points, you know, our inventory is still down about 20%.
Wow. Are you still doing virtual showings, or are people actually getting out and about and looking at houses now?
Yeah, I think people are certainly over the last 30 to 45 days. What we've seen is kind of the hybrid, which is using virtual to maybe limit and narrow down the number of properties that they're want to go physically see. But then there are still physical showings that are happening. And that's why with the latest orders from the state regarding masks and other protective measures they need to take, that is largely what the real estate industry has been doing since March, when we have tried to accommodate actual physical showings and closings and open houses and things like that. So we've kind of been operating under the face mask model for a number of months now. So it hasn't been anything new.
The interest rates drove a lot of buyers out to start looking, but it seemed like there was always the specter of, I better hurry up and take advantage of these historically low interest rates, because right, they're not going to be around long. It looks like they're going to be around forever.
You know, and they speculate what they could even get to next year. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't ever want to be on the wrong side of that, because I think oftentimes people look at interest rate as it correlates to their monthly payment. But what we really try to talk about with prospective buyers is the purchasing power that a lower interest rate comes with. So just a percent change in interest rate can give you another 50 to 70, you know, depending on your price point, another $50,000 to $75,000 of a higher price point that you could be looking at for the same monthly payment. And so when the need arises to buy, if you don't, you know, sometimes it's a need, sometimes it's a want, but if your family's expanding, you're downsizing, whatever it is, it might be precipitating a purchase, you can afford more home right now than you could a year ago. That's for sure.
We've also benefited tremendously over the years from in-migration, and the suggestion is that a lot of municipalities, especially West Coast, are going to be, you know, have to raise taxes to pay for the shortfall, and that it's going to be an even more advantageous move to relocate here. But has that stopped? Are people actually mobile now?
Well, I think what we're actually going to benefit on two ends of that. So one, relocation has slowed, but I think it's not the businesses, you know, are not going to be migrating to North Texas any longer. They've just kind of slowed the number of people that they're moving to right now. But we are still having multiple discussions with numerous companies that that still plan to either relocate, or what often happens now is they are expanding their presence that is already here. The other thing that we're starting to see is that even if the company may not be migrating, as more people are allowed to remote work, so basically live anywhere that I want to but still work for the same company, Texas is still continuing to be a very attractive spot for that because of what they can afford from a housing and a lifestyle standpoint here versus where they may be on the West Coast or the East Coast. Yeah, so I do think there's a chance to benefit on both ends, companies coming and then just people coming on their own.
You're in a good position now, maybe better than ever, to keep up with what's going on in other markets. I know you came in from Kansas City. Ebbi was bought by Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company. And there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of agencies spread around the country. So when you talk to your colleagues, are they seeing the same kind of demand for single family homes, or is it unique to our area?
Well, yes and no. So it really does depend on your geographic region. I mean, our sister companies in the Northeast were virtually shut down for a number of months. And so where we saw obviously a steep decline in market, but then a fairly quick rebound to where we are now, you know, they were almost flatlined for a number of months due to the restrictive shelter in place orders that were in place there. But overall, when you look through the Midwest and you look through the South, a lot of markets are experiencing the same type of demand that we are having here.
The other thing we've seen here over the last few months, for obvious reasons, is the savings rate seems to really be going up. I saw one month it was up over 15%. Mm-hmm. People are loath to sort of pull the trigger. They don't know if they've got job security. Does any of that filter into your market at all? Do you see that?
A little bit. I read some of those studies, and it was interesting that based on the income levels is where those savings gaps really appeared, to where folks at an income level that were more apt to receive some of the stimulus money that came out through the CARES Act were still spending on close to the same pace as they were the prior year. Folks that were in higher price points of income that did not receive CARES Act, so that, you know, they weren't getting government subsidies, were actually saving more right now. And so I do think those types of price points are often more tied to the market. And so as the market retracted, the stock market retracted in those early months, people were very cautious. As it's now rebounded, I think to the surprise of almost everybody, I would assume some of those purchases would start loosening up a little bit.
Well, it's fascinating. The dynamics of this are just, in many cases, just 180 degrees from what you would have thought back in February and March. I mean, you mentioned, you know, what the markets are doing, but I would suggest your market also.
Yes, and you know, you brought up leasing, and one of the things that, you know, we operate a property management division, and one of the things we expected to see was just really high delinquency rates, or just outright, you know, failures to pay because of the moratorium on evictions. And what we saw was that the percent of non-payment of rent on our leasing was actually really small. And now some of that may be because of some of the, again, some of the government subsidies that were coming through the CARES Act. You know, some of those things that we just automatically thought were going to occur, which was just, you know, skyrocketing delinquency rates on rents and leases, just has not panned out either. Now, some folks, as that expands, thinks maybe that's, we'll see it later in the year. But as of now, that would be another one of those surprising trends that just didn't come to fruition.
I think we're all going to be able to write a pretty good book after all this is done.
That's true. There'll be lots of them to choose from.
I would think so. Chris Kelly's the CEO of Ebbi Halliday Realtors. We always enjoy our conversations. Thank you for the time.
David, thanks for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Kelly, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.